we talked about years ago.
Bro.
Anybody in California who can hear this podcast all over the world, like, bro, because if we're talking about a shortage or a boom actually in it, you know, they're going to be looking for it. They're going to be looking for it. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not saying this is easy to jump into a big farm and have that and then grab those contracts and all of that, but jump into it. Like, as far as...
I get what you're saying, brother. Basically, what you're saying is, and this is a life lesson, I think. You can see the glass half empty or you can see it as half full. It's a way to capitalize.
Yeah, you can. You can. Not even just so much on the street level, but if you're thinking bigger, get a bigger facility. If you got money and you can invest in, say, maybe a garage or a nice little office building where you can set up lights, boom. Think about maybe dishing out a contract to a dispensary saying, I got a strain that, you know what I mean? It's something great. Or get into testing, or get into something. Like, don't just, you know, when I seen the lines after this, after going to the dispensary, I was sitting there bugging, like, all right, what happened to the poor down the street that everybody used to fuck with? Like, don't shit on me now. Now the floodgates is open. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all can come. We can stand outside, like, well, you know, not even on that shit where it's going to be that, because they're going to have their little stipulation behind it. Keep in mind that DWIs, they're going to be fucking with people.
Yeah. Right, we're still, even out here, you still can't drive and do it. You can't do it in the workplace. But, yeah, you know, ain't gonna be nothing.
Yeah. But I mean, here, they still got the whole thing. Like, you're allowed to carry an ounce with your car and stuff like that and all of that Jimmy Jam and say, look, but they're gonna be pushing it here soon. And I mean, my business is growing. It's a lot of growing out here. Like, the main thing, I know a couple stay up in the mountains. They do edibles, and their whole thing is they got contracts to a lot of different dispensaries. Let's just, you know, deal with that. Legal, so you can make that legal money. You be right in the loop as it's making that transition. You ain't really looking over your shoulder and shit like that. So of course, you want to go to the contract, but that's business. So yeah, I don't think everybody should capitalize off this, man. Like, some way, shape, or form. I mean, if not the plant, actual physical product, the stocks. We talk about pharmaceuticals. You know what I mean? Like, jump into it.
Because I'm feeling that FOMO, man, that fear of missing out. I know this is going to be another bubble. I don't see how anybody can't not know this. Of course, I can't predict the exact day, but this is going to be or is another bubble, this marijuana bubble. And like you say, I'm going to find me a way, man, this time. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to find me a way, you know, to capitalize legally, man. You know, it's just, and particularly black people, you know. Like, one thing they did in Oakland, which I thought was cool, is that they said that they was going to set aside 50% of the licenses for those that were affected by the war on drugs and who have an income of, say, like almost like 80% lower than the average median. So, like, the poor people that were affected, that, you know how it was, man, went to jail for a joint or a bag or trying to move a couple of trees and got their life ruined.
How do they do that now? As far as this, because now it's legal. You got to let anybody that you got locked up worry about. Now, how do you hold these people? Now, like, to me, that was my first question. Like, now it's legal. Anybody who's in the thing for that, yeah, all right, look, this shit became up. You gotta go.
What I'm saying is, you got different, what do you call it, municipalities, you got different counties who still are able to come up with their own rules. Like, when the states say it's legal, you still have counties in certain municipalities that can say, we don't want that here.
Yeah,
we don't want no here. We don't want no growing here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, I would imagine that trickles to the, like, certain kind of laws too. Like, you know, it depends on where you at and what they come up with. This was in Oakland. You know, they decided to do this. That, you know what I'm saying, for that area. So I guess other people have to take lead.
Yeah, and I see
they're doing that for residents.
Have you noticed a difference as far as how people are getting down now that it's legal? Is it a thing of...
No. All I would say is it's a lot of the stigma going away, which is cool. I don't name no name, but it's a person I know. I'm a family member. And they're elderly. No, like, and they elderly and they like, went through a couple of major surgeries, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The type of people, you know, marijuana is dope. Y'all smoking dope.
Nevertheless.
Yeah, one of them old school. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting high all the time. Y'all smoking dope, you know? But, you know, so much research out now, so much information. And like I say, she went through a couple of surgeries, man, and that pain was, like, really getting to her. And it surprised me. It must have been, because she called me out the blue, and she asked some questions, you know? Like, you know, and thank God I was able to tell her, you know, it's going to be a whole new market opening up. You know, a lot of people don't like smoking things, you know, but we know. You know, you got tinctures, you got oils, you got edibles, you got tablets, you got... You know what I'm saying? You got, you know, so many different, you know, choices now. And I was letting her know that, you know, and she actually seemed open to it because she let me know. She was like, because I'm in this pain. She said, they're giving me this medication and I'm just taking more and more of it and it's not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, damn it, you know, and all I could do is, you know, recommend it. And I'm like, don't take my word, you know, talk to a doctor, you know. Talk to your doctor, but there's a lot of research out there. You know, you can say what you want to say about it, you know, but it does have medicinal uses. It is
good. Hey. Like from initial high, it's working on whatever ailments you have. It's not even a thing of you have to believe in it or think that this is what it's going to do. Yeah, I mean, so you get the smoking it. Each plant got a medicinal element in it. It's going to be like, all right, you depressed, you got anxiety, muscle relaxation, happiness, appetite. It's going to give you any and everything you want. Even some of the most, yeah, I mean, even the Reggie that motherfuckers was blowing back in the day, big ass grunts that they was just getting fucked up. Nah, you was making metabolism move quicker. You was on some shit, wondering why between like 20 and 25 motherfuckers was feeling vital. Shit like that. Didn't really realize that shit. But I mean, yeah, we know. We, you know, it's kind of that shit. We used to do our thing, smoke and read the Bible and shit like that and get beat, create music, and, you know, that was medication. That was a whole
element. It gave you that vibe. Yeah, that's real talk.
Relaxation or happiness, some shit to actually not even imagination, but creativity. Shit like that. Yeah. It was always arguing when we were younger and shit like that. What to do? It helps me create.
Yeah.
Everybody around me. So that helps me create. Like, oh, that's it. So, you know, it's just understanding its effects.
I think it's a cool thing, man. That whole death session scare, I ain't worried about it.
I think so. Everybody should just take it, man. Like, I mean, certain things, like, we are.
You know what, Moo? My battery getting low, man. We're going to have to conclude this, man. But I think that should be our next topic, man. You know, I think we should go on and discuss what we discussed, which is cannabis and investing. I think I got a good title. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I think that's what we should chop it up on, man. You know,
okay,
letting people know different ways that they could, you know, possibly get in on this at a low cost, too. You know, I've been researching this for a while. So, you know...
That's a point.
I'd like to do that, man, and we can continue this. I'll let you know. We might be able to do it tonight. I don't know if you got time or tomorrow.
This is a phone call. Like, you know, we share this with the world. You can call me at whatever your phone is to. That's
man.
That's it.
Yeah, this is the business right here, man.
Oh, yeah, that's so, it, man. I'm kind of flashback to it, man, but it almost reminds me. You don't have to put this part because I don't want nobody even get the form. Remember the Jersey Boys?
Let's go all stay in here. I ain't going to be able to. I don't know if I'm going to be able to edit this. So if you want to say it, don't say it. Don't say it.
Jersey Boys, though?
Yeah.
You really couldn't see. You couldn't tell what they look like. But as far as just the voices and all of that, like anytime you listen to it, you just kind of took it away somewhere. Like, all right. Yeah, I mean, this is some other shit right here. So, I mean, yeah, this audio on that, Jersey Boy type shit. I mean,
yeah.
We want to talk to this talk. This got me wanting to listen to it. This is
funny. Yeah, they say that say it's a resurgence in radio. So that's cool, man. You know, I think it's just people realize that, you know, this is the format for if you're moving around, driving your car, got your headphones, you know, as opposed to video where you got to literally, you know, focus. Yeah, you know, so, you know, Things be popping, man. I think it's a good format for us, man. You know, I think this gonna work.
My mouth, man. I can put my facts up in front of me and all of that stuff like that. So yeah, I don't mind it.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
So I ain't gonna take long, man. I'm gonna edit it up and publish it, and then you know we can listen to it back. You can listen to it back. You can share it. We can do all of that. Sure. But we're gonna go ahead and conclude, y'all. I appreciate anybody for listening. If anybody want to call in with any questions or any interesting topics you want to chop it up with the brothers about, you go ahead and hit that call in feature and you can do that, and we will respond. We real people, we do hit you back.
Yeah.
Again, this is Top Shop, y'all. I'm in sight. We got Nick Neon. Anything you want to close out with, brother?
Thank you again for having me, brother. You know, as always, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure. So, you know, let's hear what the people have to say, man. I want to, you know, let's get them back in here. Let's get them back in.
Real talk. That's what we do. We're going to get this real talk to y'all. We're going to get it real clean. I'm going to figure it all out. How to do some pre-recording with nice audio and all that. What song should I play after this when this go off? I'm going to go on Spotify.
Spotify?
What am I listening to right now?
Oh,
what's your jam?
I ain't going front, man. They may not dig it. See if it's on Spotify. I'm fucking with Westside Gunn, Eric B. Yeah, that's my thing right now. That's just my thing. Westside Gunn.
I ain't even hit.
Gee. And the song is called Eric B.
Westside Gunn, baby.
And up in the water out in Buffalo, but these motherfuckers is coming out with some way out sound, so you know, I'm fucking with it. It is just, you know, I just done that voice.
Let me look real quick. Any particular song?
The only joint that I fuck with it, well, I ain't gonna say only joint, but on my constant repeat, I listen to Eric B. That's the name of the song. It's called Eric B.
Let's see if this up here.
If it's not up, I think you got a couple other joints you could possibly. You got a record called
Westside Gunn, Enterprise Killer,
Mr. T.
This is BLVK Tar featuring Sean Price, huh? It ain't much up here.
But that's Black Thought. I know that joint. The Black Czar.
Rolex.
Man, I listen to that. I mean, we could do Sean Price, man, in honor of it. So, I mean, you can pick something off there.
With that.
I mean, shit. Nipsey Hussle, if you want to. But Face the World.
Imperious Rex.
I remember that one. Yeah, you got a couple of joints out right now. As far as everything that came out after his passing and shit.
Onion Head.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That's all right, man. Come out of here.
There you go.
Let me go to top it up, but I'm going to throw that joint on right after this. Go come on right after this.
Indeed, next time, next show, Lord.
All right. Brother Boom, hit you back.
Indeed.
Family, we gonna get at you. It's the Chop Shop, y'all. Peace.
Peace.